Report: Nancy Pelosi considers sacrificing vulnerable Democrats by pulling them off campaign trail early to advance swamp agenda. By Jacob Bliss on August 11, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is sacrificing vulnerable House members who need the August recess to campaign in their district by pulling them back to Washington roughly a month early to advance their swampy partisan agenda items. Pelosi's hopes of keeping the wafer-thin House majority are losing major traction. The most vulnerable members usually use the majority of their time during recess to campaign, fundraise, and meet with constituents. However, it looks like their time will be cut short to pass their budget resolution for the so-called infrastructure bill. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, issued a Dear Colleague telling members the recess has been cut short and will need to return to Washington in 2 weeks and will stay until their business is finished. Hoyer wrote, "For your scheduling purposes, assuming that the Senate does, in fact, complete work on a budget resolution, the House will return to session on the evening of August 23 to consider that budget resolution and will remain in session until our business for the week is concluded. The members were originally supposed to return on September 20th. But, Tuesday night, the 19 Senate Republicans gave in to the Democrats, and the Senate passed H.R. 3684, the so-called infrastructure bill, by a 69-30 margin." Interestingly enough, Pelosi is putting the vulnerable members at risk by calling them back. Still, Pelosi threatened many times that she would not take up the infrastructure bill in the House until the Senate finishes the Trojan horse-like reconciliation package that costs trillions of dollars and is filled with many radical left agenda items. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, on Tuesday night said that the Senate would immediately move into crafting the Trojan horse-like reconciliation package after the votes for the so-called infrastructure bill happened.